This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Live events are coming back, and some places have been back for a while, and that is good news for the musicians and the actors and the artists whose livelihoods were in the balance. It is also good news, though, for all of the other people who are involved with putting on a show, set designers, lighting technicians, even the people writing the signs. And if we had a sign right here, it would say, here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Nan Peretti, and I'm a freelance sign writer, graphic designer, and festival worker, and I live right now in Massachusetts, Western Massachusetts. So what I do here is I make signs for people for their birthdays or to ask someone to marry them or to celebrate something all over the country, actually all over the world, in pretty much whatever they like the sign to say. I've been the sign writer for the Jazz Fest in New Orleans and several other festivals around the country for 36 years now. And in 2020, I was in New Orleans. I was down there working on the festival. We knew the pandemic was happening, but we just kept thinking, somehow, we're going to make this work. We had never interrupted Jazz Fest, not even for Hurricane Katrina. And then one day they called and said, we're not going to be able to do Jazz Fest. I was so upset. Then the next devastating part was, uh-oh, this is how I make money. What am I going to do? I figured, I got to figure something out. So I posted on Facebook and said, hey, if anybody would like a sign, I can make one for you. A few people wrote back, and I mean, it was nice, but then there was a woman in New Orleans. She has a company called Flirty Girl. It's a company that does New Orleans-based stuff. They have candles, t-shirts, and she knows marketing. And she said, on my website, I'm going to take the orders. I'll give you the orders every day. You make the signs, bring them back to me. So we got over 1,000 orders in just a couple weeks. And I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, making signs all day, going to bed at midnight. But that was fine. I loved it. And so that's how it really, really took off. Last year in 2020, I made over 5,000 signs. I had no idea in the world this was going to go this direction. I thought it would be a little side business, but it's turned into my main thing I do. And a lot of people have asked me if I want to expand, but I don't want to do that. I love the fact that I'm the one who writes all the signs for all these festivals. And so when you get a sign from me, it links you to the festival. And so I think that's pretty cool. So right now, I've copyrighted my fonts so that they're mine, and I can keep them in my pocket. And I'll just keep making signs just as long as people want that.
Nan Peretti, making lots and lots of signs in Ashfield, Massachusetts. You can see some of her work and those fonts on our website. And while you're there, let us know how your economy is doing, won't you? You can do it at marketplace.org/myeconomy.